I think it was last week on this programme, we had a conversation with Gráinne Taggart from Amnesty International, and she was very eloquent about the interest there is with regards to women's rights and how there's ongoing campaigns in this part of the world for very similar legislation to the repealing of the Eighth in the Republic of Ireland, and that we need more flexibility in terms of abortion. That was what came out in the poll that we talked about, I think about a week ago. We covered this Amnesty poll in some detail. It said 65% of the Northern Irish public believe that having an abortion should not be in any way a crime. I want now to speak to Dawn McAvoy, who's available to have a conversation with us, because Dawn's involved in another poll from the group Both Lives Matter. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for presenting us with your findings. Talk us through them, first of all, Dawn.
Well, predominantly because there's a campaign at the minute to change abortion law for Northern Ireland from Westminster, we wanted to see if the people of Northern Ireland supported such a move from British parliamentarians. So the main focus of our poll was to see what the people of Northern Ireland thought about this being a devolved issue, abortion being a devolved issue, and Westminster imposing anything upon us. So we asked in our polling whether people would support a change in the law from Westminster, and 64% of the Northern Ireland public who responded said that they did not support Westminster ruling on a Northern Ireland issue, abortion. 66% of women said that they didn't want abortion laws imposed by Westminster. They wanted them decided by the people in Northern Ireland through our elected representatives, and that is very significant, because over 97% of parliamentarians in Westminster do not represent the people of Northern Ireland. So anything that Westminster did would not be democratically decided by us.
Why should the thinking, however, of a woman be different in Northern Ireland than it would be in the Republic of Ireland, in Scotland, in Wales, in any part of England? Why should women be treated differently here?
So that's two separate questions, I suppose, Frank. Why should one woman think differently to another? we could talk about that all day. Why should women be treated differently is a separate question. We released polling yesterday from the total survey that was done that also shows that 93% of people in Northern Ireland believe that the life of both the woman and the unborn child are important. So where abortion laws elsewhere in these islands are often framed as progressive and compassionate, what actually they're doing is saying the unborn child does not matter. The majority, vast majority of people in Northern Ireland believe that both lives do matter. So this should not be framed, as Amnesty and others are doing, as a women's rights issue. We fundamentally reject the definition of women's rights that is determined by access to abortion and the ability to end the lives of our unborn children. Because both lives matter, there has to be better that we can offer women facing pregnancy crisis. And women in 2018 should never be told that their well-being and their future plans are only accessible to them when they have the ability to end the life of their unborn child. The life, my life and the life of my children, should never be pitted against one another. It shouldn't be a competition in a truly fair, equal and just society.
But surely no one's suggesting that anyone should have an abortion. They're simply arguing that the option should be there, the same as it is in the Republic and all those other countries that I referred to, that women shouldn't have to travel or shouldn't have to buy tablets on the internet. They should have a medical service that is available if they choose to use it.
Well, when we launched in 2017, we launched with a figure that over 100,000 people are alive in Northern Ireland because we didn't introduce the 1967 Abortion Act. That figure was validated by the Advertising Standards Authority, who said there was a reasonable probability that over 100,000 people are alive in Northern Ireland because abortion was not legal. Law shapes culture. Making abortion legal, just like in any other circumstance, you know, whenever we didn't have to wear seatbelts, we didn't. Whenever we do have to wear seatbelts, we do. Whenever abortion, a message is sent that abortion isn't and shouldn't be commonplace because it's the ending of an unborn life, that is absorbed into the culture, and therefore there's a more life-affirming culture. And in a pregnancy crisis, abortion is not presented as the default. We're a perfect little test case here in these very closely related islands, very similar socioeconomically and culturally. The one difference within the United Kingdom is our abortion law. And whenever abortion is presented as a choice, it's not that, you're right, people aren't overtly forced to have abortions, but very often it becomes the go-to, and there aren't real choices on offer. So in Great Britain, for every four babies born, one is aborted. And we are told, women are coming to us with their stories, saying about the pressure that they felt within a pregnancy crisis to have a termination by the people around them within a society who says, if there's a pregnancy crisis, just, you know, get rid of the baby, everything will be fine, and you carry on. And many women are saying, it's not fine. You know, down the line, there are problems from having had that abortion. Why did they feel that they'd no other option? And a voice, particularly in Great Britain, when you look to where there has been abortion for 50 years, it has become presented as so normal that the chief executive officer of the biggest British provider of abortions has said that it is abortion that enables women to live their lives. That cannot be acceptable. We all know exactly what a pregnancy is. There's a tiny human being that just hasn't been born yet. So we stand over the fact that our law in Northern Ireland, which does permit abortions, albeit in very restricted circumstances, we have legal, safe for women and rare abortions in Northern Ireland. That is a good place to start from. Should more be done for women who face pregnancy crisis? Absolutely. Do we need better services? Absolutely, especially in cases of a life-limited condition being diagnosed pre-birth. Women deserve better than being told that the best option for you in any circumstance of pregnancy crisis is to end the life of your unborn child. And I think one of the most striking things for me, one of the stories on our website, a girl who is now here but had been living across the water, felt pressured to terminate. Her boyfriend, you know, didn't support her in a pregnancy crisis. She didn't have a permanent job contract, so very little security. You know, she felt at the time and was told by others, you know, it's just not a good time for you to have a baby. You know, you'll have more chances. So she terminated her pregnancy. And now, 20 years later, she said that was probably her one and only chance to have had a baby. You know, so why at the time did she feel that was her best option? And that is what happens whenever abortion is pushed as choice and as a means for women to achieve liberation. Abortion is not the ending a human life, should never be the means by which we as women achieve freedom and the ability to fulfill our dreams in society.
Okay, you've made that point very clearly. I'm almost out of time, but just briefly, okay. Do you think this MP across the water would be introducing this bill to end pregnancies by the 24th week of pregnancy if we had a law here that allowed fetal abnormality abortions and allowed abortions when young women or any woman is raped? Would this have been an issue if there had been that flexibility here in Northern Ireland?
Honestly, I think yes. I think Northern Ireland, because we have no sitting assembly, parliamentarians and activists who are committed to abortion are using those very hard cases that you have talked about to drive through a much wider agenda. They've been very clear that what they want is abortion, as you have said, at least up to 24 weeks. We've seen some briefings that suggest actually they would be repealing the law that stops abortion at viability. So it could be decriminalising abortion up to birth. So that is a much wider agenda than the hard cases that you've mentioned. So even if we were legislating for those here, those abortion activists are committed to abortion without restriction. So it's actually two separate issues. They are using 2% of abortions to drive through unlimited abortion. And so for us in Northern Ireland, we're saying if there was a requirement to change the law based on the Supreme Court case that was heard but was thrown out, it would not be what parliamentarians are proposing with the decriminalisation bill. So they're using Northern Ireland as a Trojan horse to drive through an extreme abortion agenda.
Okay. Dawn McAvoy, the co-founder of Both Lives Matter, thank you very much. And indeed, if you listen to this programme regularly, about a week or so ago, you would have heard Gráinne Taggart from Amnesty International making exactly the opposite arguments here on the show. Good morning to you. This is the U105 phone-in.